is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your barbarous living. We would like to take a moment to express our greetings to Yepkin Hewin as well, to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into to interact with Yepkin Hewin, your barbarous living. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self. And many times you will find that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness, once again, to interact with and to receive information that may be more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than what this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity to alter your consciousness and enter into a meditative state and participate in that silent communication. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we've suggested many times, you exist in what we refer to as a vibrational level, simply a term, in an attempt to give you some description of this existence that you experience in this particular level of your consciousness, in this vibrational level, if you wish. You choose to enter into this vibrational level. You choose to exist in this limited form of consciousness, if you wish, to understand, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, the limitlessness of your capacity to create. You choose not only to exist in this vibrational level, but to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Once again, we have suggested many times the only limitations that you experience in this vibrational level are the limitations that you place upon yourself. We have suggested many times that there are but three things that you cannot change. You are the God you search for. You create your reality. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. But you create your reality. You. When we suggest that it's you, we refer to each and every individual, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. It's very difficult to give an accurate concept of who and what you truly are, as you are one, and yet you are an individual. And so when we suggest that it's you, we're referring to each and every individual existing, once again, not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels. You create your reality. And that reality that you experience is based upon your beliefs and belief systems. And once again, we have explained those beliefs and belief systems through attempts to identify them in various groups, if you wish. Your human consciousness belief systems, your societal belief systems, and your individual belief systems. And it's a combination of those belief systems that result in the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Each of you create the reality through the combination of your beliefs and belief systems. Now, once again, it's very difficult for you to step outside of what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. You see, you choose to enter into a particular life situation. You choose to enter into, for example, whatever family group that you decide to participate in. And it's a consensus in that group to participate, to agree. You don't force yourself upon another group, but rather you all agree for various reasons, for the opportunity for each of you involved in those situations to experience certain emotions and feelings that are associated in that result from those interactions, from those relationships. And so you choose, once again, in agreement, in a contract, if you wish, with the other entities, that you would be involved in certain situations. You also choose, once again, in agreement with other individuals, various physical aspects that you will bring into your existence, into your consciousness in that particular incarnational period, if you wish, in that particular family situation. In your awakened consciousness state, many times you have a tendency to view some of those physical attributes as being either positive or negative. And that can apply not only to your physical being, but to your mental being as well, to your ability to function, your ability to comprehend and to exist in your environment, if you wish, in your societal belief systems and in your individual belief systems. And so you choose to put in place, once again, in conjunction with the entities that you're involved with, to experience certain attributes, which, once again, as well, in your awakened consciousness state, you might view as being either positive or negative. You see, it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you apply these various decisions to label something as either negative or positive. At the level from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. You don't apply the negative or positive, but rather you rejoice in the creation process. You rejoice in the validation and creation based upon your beliefs and belief systems. That becomes very difficult to grasp when the reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state you view as being a less than desirable or a negative reality. Not quite so hard to accept when you're in your awakened consciousness state or experience some type of reality that you view to be positive. Much easier to accept the responsibility for those particular types of reality. But we're suggesting at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. You rejoice in the creation process, in the validation of your beliefs and belief systems, many of them put in place in a level of consciousness that you're not aware of in your awakened consciousness state. Many of them put in place before you to validate or to utilize your belief in time and space. Many of them put in place at a level of consciousness that you experienced before you entered into this vibrational level in this particular incarnational period. Many of them are fall under the category of the human consciousness beliefs and belief systems that you are, for example, an individual who has a very limited height as opposed to an individual who has a very unlimited height, or conversely, a person who is what you in your awakened consciousness state may view as being somehow mentally disabled compared to a person who has the actual opposite end of the spectrum as being as what you would influence to be or determine to be very, very intelligent. and yet at the level from which you create that in reality, at that spark of consciousness, that unconditional love that you are, there is no such judgment. It's not a right or wrong, it's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, many of them put in place before you entered into this vibrational level. So you put those realities and those belief systems in place, stored within your DNA many times, in your physical makeup, actually a part of who and what you are in your awakened consciousness state. Very difficult for you to alter those particular realities that you've chosen, and once again, stored within your DNA. Very difficult for you to alter some of that based upon your beliefs and the limitations that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, in your human consciousness belief systems. Once again, you chose to exist in this vibrational level. You chose to put in place the electromagnetic energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. So these realities that you choose to experience, these beliefs and belief systems that you hold within your very basic physical makeup, are the result of your choices, your desires, what it is that you wish to experience in a particular incarnational period. If you can accept that you exist in an illusion, if you can accept that you exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that's only possible when you believe you're not in control, then it becomes much easier not only to accept, but in particular those belief systems that are outside of your human consciousness belief systems, it becomes much easier for you to alter, absolutely. And so when we suggest that you create your reality, it's important once again to understand that we're referring to each and every individual. Each and every individual creating their reality in cooperation, if you wish, through various agreements with other individuals to participate in that reality creation process, so that each can experience a validation of their beliefs and belief systems, and consequently that intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that particular experience, whether in your awakened consciousness state you view it as being positive or negative, irrelevant. You create the reality for the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings, and from the level of your consciousness from which you create that reality, there is no such judgment as to whether or not it's desirable or less than desirable, or whether it's a good or a bad experience. That's a judgment that you place in your awakened consciousness state, not one that you experience at the level from which you create this reality. We're not suggesting for an instant that it's wrong for you to place that judgment in your awakened consciousness state. That's your choice. What do you believe? It's your choice to validate those beliefs. It's your choice to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with those particular views, if you wish, those particular beliefs that you hold about various events that are occurring. It's your choice to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings, whether you in your awakened consciousness state view them as being either positive or negative, irrelevant. From the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, it's simply a rejoicing in the validation of your beliefs and belief systems for the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings, which is why you choose to enter into this vibrational level in the first place. And so you choose. You choose. Each of you. To create the reality that you experience. That also means that every other individual also chooses. It becomes very difficult many times to accept that particular concept, particularly when you, in your awakened consciousness state, view a situation or a relationship that you would view as being negative, someone involved perhaps in what you, in your awakened consciousness state, would view as an abusive situation. It's very difficult for you to grasp the concept that the individual who is either the abuser or the abused has made a choice to be involved in that type of situation. And yet, we have suggested that in those relationships, it's the victim who is in the most control. It's the victim who controls those situations. And so conversely, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to project what you believe another individual should experience. You must first of all be in an agreement to be involved in that interaction, in that relationship, if you wish. You see, it doesn't matter whether in your awakened consciousness state you view that interaction as being positive or negative. Many believe that they have the capacity, for example, to influence someone else's reality, so to improve what they believe, what that individual who is perpetuating this particular belief system believes may be beneficial for the other individual. You cannot force your will upon another individual. It can only be a mutual agreement. Whether that in your awakened consciousness state you would view as being either a positive or a negative influence makes no difference. It makes no difference. You cannot impose your will on another individual any more than another individual can impose their will on you unless you both agree to participate in that particular type of situation. In that particular reality, in that particular experience. There are many individuals who believe that they have the capacity to influence others. There are even societal belief systems where individuals believe that they have the capacity to impose their beliefs, their wishes, their realities onto others. We're suggesting it's not possible. We're not suggesting that you don't hold those particular belief systems with your own, within your own consciousness. Absolutely not. Because you see, what you hold in your consciousness influences the reality that you experience. It's important to understand once again that while it can have a dramatic effect on the reality that you experience, this conscious thought process, you cannot influence the reality of other individuals. Each individual creates their own reality. You can, through holding various concepts in your consciousness, absolutely influence the reality that you experience without question. But you cannot, through holding that particular experience, that particular belief system in your consciousness state, have an impact on another individual without at some level of your consciousness there is a mutual consent to agree to participate in that reality creation process. You cannot control another individual's reality any more than another individual can control your reality. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what he acts of you are. You are all that is. Each of you. What do you believe? It seems like such a simple statement. What do you believe? And yet, it can be one of the most difficult answers to the questions that you have. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. A combination of your human consciousness belief systems, your societal belief systems, and your individual belief systems. And you put them in place. Many times in that, once again, in a level of consciousness that you're not aware of in your so-called awakened consciousness state, that you go to great lengths to hide from, that you go to great lengths to make it impossible for you in your awakened consciousness state to be in contact with that so-called higher self. Very difficult in your awakened consciousness state because you choose to make it very difficult. You choose to put it in place. You choose as an entire human consciousness to put that in place and to sustain it in order to maintain and to exist in this vibrational level. It's a human consciousness consent, if you wish, to be involved in those limitations. But once again, it does not take away your free will. It does not take away your capacity to create your reality. And while you may believe that while you're involved in a certain experience that's beyond your control, we would suggest at some level you have agreed to participate. At some level, you have made the choices and decisions that put you in that situation. At some level, you desire to experience that reality. And once again, the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's desirable or less than desirable. That's a concept or a judgment that you make in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And once again, it's much easier to accept that responsibility when the reality that you experience is in your awakened consciousness state what you believe to be as a positive reality. However, when you can truly understand that when you can own the belief system that you are in control of the reality that you experience, then you can alter those very difficult, many times, societal belief systems that are affecting your reality. You can alter that. You can alter the personal belief systems that you hold that are affecting your reality. Many of them stored within your DNA. You see, the DNA is surrounded by an energy that perpetuates the activities of what it is that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. When you in your awakened consciousness state hold in your conscious mind what you, once again, in your awakened consciousness state would view as a negative type of belief or belief system, when you hold a dislike for the reality that you experience, then you influence the reality around your DNA and you intensify the activity of that DNA to perpetuate the reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state that you view as being negative. And it can be very difficult many times to alter that, particularly when you're involved in the creation process of a reality that's a combination of human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems. While it's easier for you to change your individual belief systems, it's very difficult for you to step outside of the human consciousness belief systems. Not impossible, but very difficult. It becomes less difficult when you grasp the concept that it's an illusion. When you accept that each of you create your own reality and you have the capacity to alter it, Then the seemingly impossible can become possible. Then, by holding that particular belief and belief system in your awakened consciousness state, by actually owning that belief system that this reality is an illusion that you created, then you can actually influence the energy that surrounds the DNA in your physical being. And as a result of altering that energy, you can alter the reality that you experience both within your physical being and within the other experiences that you are involved in with other individuals. What do you believe? In your awakened consciousness state, you would like to label that as a positive experience, as a positive type of mental capacity that one may concentrate and dwell on. We're suggesting that it's in your awakened consciousness state that you view it as being either positive or negative. At the level from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. And so it's important to understand that it's an illusion. It's important to understand that many things that you experience, you put in place at a level of consciousness which is very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called awakened consciousness state while you exist in this incarnational period. Difficult, but not impossible. Very difficult for you to step outside of the human consciousness belief systems. Not impossible, but very, very difficult for you to alter what you chose to put in place in your so-called in-between incarnational periods, what you chose to be involved in contracts, if you wish, in agreements with other individuals in a particular incarnational period. Very difficult to step outside of those so-called beliefs and belief systems that you chose at a level which is, once again, what we would refer to as your between incarnational state. Much easier for you to alter beliefs and belief systems that are individual beliefs and belief systems, many that are the result of choices and decisions, thoughts and feelings that you held in this particular incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state, particularly in what we refer to as this new age and new energy, where what you hold in your consciousness has the capacity to manifest itself in your experience in your awakened consciousness state. But it's also important to understand that each individual has their own free will. And you cannot impose your will upon another individual without their consent. Similar to individuals who are in, once again, what you refer to as an abusive relationship, where both agree to participate. So when you're involved in what you might in your awakened consciousness state view as either a positive or negative experience, understand that all individuals involved agree to participate. No individual can enforce their will on another unless you agree to participate. You all have free will. You all at some level of your consciousness hold beliefs and belief systems that are being validated in your awake consciousness state through your choices and decisions, through your thoughts and feelings, through your desires, through your attitudes and your belief systems. What do you believe? It's really that simple. It's very easy many times to not accept the responsibility. It's very easy many times to believe that one is not in control. But you see, to hold that belief is to make a choice. To hold that belief is to indeed have the thoughts and feelings that result in the validation of that belief and belief system. And it becomes your reality. What do you believe? You see, it also becomes very difficult for you in your awakened consciousness state to influence your reality if you don't think that it's possible for you to influence your reality. And many of those so-called doubts, if you wish, result from an individual having difficulty in loving their self consciously, having difficulty understanding what's necessary to love yourself consciously, to like who you are. Like who you are. If you don't like who you are, it's within your capacity to alter that. If it's a physical disability or a physical limitation, then like who you are. That's a choice that you have made to put in place. It's really not important. What's important is that you understand that this is an illusion. What's important is that you understand that you create this reality. What's important that you, at some level of your consciousness, create from a position of absolute unconditional love. It's who and what you truly are. It's what you hide from. Many individuals are searching for their spirituality. You can't lose your spirituality. You choose to hide from it. It's not something you have to search for. It's who and what you truly are. You simply choose to hide from it. If you wish to believe that it's necessary for you to go through some type of a growth system or understanding or altering of your reality in order to you for you to somehow progress if you wish, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. That's your choice. We're not suggesting for an instant that it's right or wrong. That's your choice. If you believe that you must have some types of experiences or learning facilities, you can have that. That's your choice. What you cannot do is choose to determine that other individuals need to go through the same process. You cannot choose the beliefs and belief systems for other individuals. To do so is to take away their free will. To believe that someone else has to follow your particular beliefs or belief systems in order to somehow become more enlightened, if you wish, or somehow more advanced, then you choose to take away their free will, and you cannot do that. Every individual involved in a situation is involved because they choose to be involved at some level of their consciousness, whether they are aware of it in their awakened consciousness state. Is immaterial. At some level of their consciousness, they choose. They make the choices and decisions. They hold the thoughts and feelings. They have the desires. They have the expectation to experience that reality. It's their free will. It's not right or wrong. It's their choice. As you make your choices, and it's only in your awakened consciousness that you view it as being right or wrong. At the level of consciousness from which each of you create this reality, there is no such judgment. You are all that is. We have suggested, not only through our interactions in this incarnational period, but in other interactions that we have had with our friend Elias and with many of you individuals in other realities, in other incarnational periods, that it's the same creation process. It has not changed. The only limitation to your creation is your imagination. What do you believe? Desire and imagination and expectation are the keys to influencing your reality. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously and understand that other individuals have the capacity to create their own reality. You cannot, whether you believe it to be positive or negative, control their reality. To suggest that you can control another individual's reality, whether you once again in your awakened consciousness state believe that to be a positive or negative activity, is not possible. To believe that then is to suggest that other individuals have the power to control your reality. And it's really not that way. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. If you consider the entire concept of those three statements. You are the God you search for. You create your reality. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. Then all the rest is an illusion. If you can grasp those concepts and hold them as a true belief system, own that as a belief system, then you can begin to understand the illusionary reality that you experience and consequently have more capacity to influence it in a manner that you desire to experience, even in some instances to alter things that in so-called human consciousness and particularly societal belief systems are very difficult to alter. Very difficult because in your awakened consciousness state, you believe this is real. And you have gone to great lengths to put in place the limitations to understand who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. You cannot inflict your free will upon another individual. To do so is to take away their free will, and consequently would suggest that another individual can take away your free will. And it's not possible. At some level of your consciousness, you agreed to participate. At some level of your consciousness, you agreed to be involved in a certain reality process in order to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that particular experience. You are all that is. When you begin to understand that you are all that is, when you begin to understand in your awakened consciousness state that this is an illusion, then you begin to lose fear. You begin to lose what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as the negative experiences, the negative emotions and feelings, of which fear is one of the greatest, which can destroy for many in your awakened consciousness state what would otherwise be a very normal positive reaction and thought process. And when you begin to understand once again that you are in control, when you begin to grasp and to own the belief and belief system that this is an illusion, then fear would be one of the first emotions and feelings to disappear from the emotions and feelings that you experience in any type of reality creation process. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. There is not one entity who is any more or any less than what you are. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Now, it has been a very enjoyable interaction once again, and if you wish, we would return and attempt to answer any questions that you might have. In the meantime, we would break for a moment or two, and we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.